You're now listening to the English News of Kang Tao Radio and Television Station. The opening ceremony of the Ho Chi Minh City and Mekong Delta Tourism and Trade Week was held on the night of November 29 at Song Hau Park, Ningkiu District, Kang Tao City. During the ceremony, the 50 attractive destinations of Ho Chi Minh City, Mekong Delta in 2024 were introduced to promote the region's unique tourism and cultural values, improving service quality and competitiveness. Recognizing tourism role in regional development, leaders have focused on enhancing quality and fostering collaboration. The Ho Chi Minh City and Mekong Delta Tourism and Trade Week will run until December 2nd, featuring activities that support sustainable green tourism. On November 30 morning, the 8th Gairang Floating Market Culture Tourism Festival 2024 was held at Gairang Floating Market Stop, organized by the Gairang District People's Committee in collaboration with the Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism of Kang Tao City. The 8th Gairang Floating Market Culture Tourism Festival 2024, part of the Ho Chi Minh City and Mekong Delta Tourism Trade Week, aims to promote Gairang as a key tourism destination. Running from November 30 to December 2nd, the festival features activities like tourism boats, boat model contests, fruit and cuisine festivals, folk song performances, boat racing, and social welfare events. A highlight is the introduction of the Dongfang Festival ritual. Vice Chairman of Kang Tao City People's Committee Wing De King urged Gairang District to work with the City Department to innovate tourism promotion, educate market vendors, preserve the market's intangible cultural heritage, and improve tourism management, especially in price control and creating a safe, welcoming environment for visitors. The Ministry of Health has just held a hybrid meeting with 49 provinces and century-run cities to mark World AIDS Day 2024, attended by Deputy Prime Minister Lê Thành Long, Chairman of the National Committee for AIDS, Drug and Prostitution Prevention and Control. As of 2024, Vietnam reports HIV-AIDS cases in all provinces, with 11,421 new cases in the past 9 months, with 82.9% being men. Sexual transmission accounts for 70.8% of cases, mainly in the Southeast and Mekong Delta regions. Deputy Prime Minister Lê Thành Long highlighted the ongoing challenges in the fight against HIV/AIDS, emphasizing that the pandemic remains a direct threat to health and life. The theme for World AIDS Day 2024, Fairness and Equality in Access to HIV/AIDS Prevention and Control Services, toward ending the AIDS epidemic by 2030, calls on individuals, organizations, communities, and nations to ensure no one is left behind. The goal is to guarantee equitable access to health services and achieve Vietnam's aim of ending the AIDS epidemic by 2030. On the afternoon of November 29, a seminar was held on applying information technology in developing data systems to support the party's inspection and supervision work. At the seminar, Ms. Nguyen Thị Ngọc, Deputy Director of the Central Inspection Committee Research Department, highlighted the importance of promoting IT applications and enhancing specialized databases to support inspection and supervision work. She noted that with the expanding scope of inspection and supervision, these efforts are vital not only for party building and rectification, but also for strengthening the political system. On November 29, Vietnam Agriculture Newspaper and the Southern Institute of Water Resources Planning co-hosted the forum on enhancing community capacity for disaster prevention in the Mekong Delta region. At the forum, experts from the Southern Institute of Water Resources Planning, the Southern Institute of Water Resources Research, and other agencies discussed disaster trends, strategies, and response plans. Provincial representatives highlighted local disaster prevention efforts, emphasizing the need for stronger central, local coordination and enhanced communication to improve community disaster response capacity. On November 29 afternoon, the Department of Irrigation, the Southern Institute of Irrigation Science, and Vietnam Agriculture Newspaper co-hosted the forum, promoting communication on rational and effective water use to ensure water security in the Mekong Delta. Presentation at the forum focused on the need for effective communication on water security, addressing the challenges of rational and efficient water use in the Mekong Delta. Topics included the current state and future challenges for water security, scientific and technological solutions for efficient water use, and the management and operation of irrigation system to regulate water resources and support agricultural production in the region. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.